Our gracious God, we ask that you please speak to us in the language we'll understand. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. The story of Jesus' encounter with Lazarus, Mary, and Martha is a very familiar story. Story that many of us grew up with right from our days in Sunday school. And so it is one that is really very familiar. But it is one of those stories about uncomfortable and life-changing encounters with Jesus. The story is so vividly told, as Jennifer read the story. It was a long reading. It is so told, and it looks like a film. We can see Jesus, the disciples. You can also see Mary, Martha. We can see Lazarus in the tomb. And we can also see, in the same kind of movie, the crowd that ran alongside with Mary. They thought Mary was running to the tomb, and so they ran after her, only to meet with Jesus. Today, in our own time, we face different levels of saddening situations at personal levels, at community level, at family levels, at national and at international levels. There are so many events that go on in our society that make us wonder and wonder if God is present. When we read the psalm that says that God is our ever-present help in days of trouble, because of the level of challenges that many face, they often wonder if that scripture is really true, or if it was a scripture that was only relevant in years past. But you know, the challenge and the word for us today is that men and women, those who sat on these pews hundreds of years ago, faced their own challenges. And many of them trusted God, they walked with God, and today, as the Bible says, many of them are cheering us up and saying, look, you can do it. Don't give up. Keep pressing on. And the pew, this building, remains as a testimony to that effect. Our parents, our grandparents, who sat and worshipped here and served God faithfully, today they are cheering us up and saying, look, you can make it. The God who saw us through is the same God of today, and it's the same God of tomorrow. You can make it. Who fault? Don't give up. Keep pressing up. From our reading, we're told that Jesus was told about the sickness of Lazarus. He loved Lazarus so dearly. He had time to intervene, but he didn't. He stayed two more days. And then he said, the illness will not lead to death. It is so that the Son of Man may be glorified. After two more days, Jesus said it was time to go. The disciples were at this point reluctant because the Jews were planning to kill him. But Jesus said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I am going to awake him. The disciples thought he was sleeping, and they said, if he was sleeping, then he'll wake up. But Jesus knew he was already dead. It took two more days for Jesus to arrive in Bethany. Mary and Martha were close friends of Jesus and had great faith in him. They trusted him. They trusted his teaching. They were so committed to Jesus, and they trusted Jesus' ability to heal the sick. And that was why they sent a word to Jesus about the sickness of their brother. But he didn't turn up. They felt hurt. They felt disappointed, especially given the fact that their brother had, at this time, died. They believed and trusted in Jesus. They so gave themselves to Jesus. They loved him so much, and Jesus loved them too. But he didn't show up at the time they really needed him most. Maybe we too know something like this. It's an uncomfortable truth that often, and in sometimes, terrible things happen to God's children. Those who love the Lord, those who fear the Lord, those who honor God, who serve God daily, who turn up week after week, who give up of their time to serve and to serve God behind the scene. Why would God allow evil to come upon them? But that's what we see in Scripture. If you read through Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, you find that happening. But I'll show us in a moment, and as we know from Scripture, that our challenges, our difficulties, does not mean that God has finished with us, that God has abandoned us. God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. When Jesus was still out of town, Martha, Lazarus' sister, went out to meet him. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatsoever you ask from God, he will give you." In fact, this is an amazing, astonishing statement of faith. "Lord, if you are here, my brother won't have died. But I know, I trust, I believe that whatever you ask of the Lord, he will give to you." And Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, "Yes, I know he will rise again on the resurrection at the last day." But that wasn't what Jesus meant. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall never die." Jesus here is telling Martha that he's the Word made flesh. He's the Word that spoke the world into being. In him is life. He will bring it in Lazarus' situation. And although Martha believes, she still doesn't see. The same thing happened to Mary. Mary came to Jesus and said, "Look, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." And I suppose this might be a case for some of us in our lives who would have encountered it at different times. We would have said, "Oh God, why? Why at this time? Why me? Why would they allow this to happen to me? Where were you?" Jesus was greatly troubled. Jesus is not untouched by our pains. Jesus is not detached from our life experiences. He has seen it all. He suffered death. He was castigated upon. He was punished. He was hung on the cross for your sake, for my sake. He knows what pain is all about. He's touched by our pains. He's touched by our weaknesses. He's touched by the things that pressurizes us in life. So he's not an absent God. He's not absent. He's walking every step with us. Jesus wept, the Bible says. Tears dropped out from his eyes. And people around said, indeed, he really loved these people. He really loved Lazarus. He cried. He wept. It was an outflow of compassion, of sympathy. It was not a cry of helplessness. He had to identify with the pain. And that's why we rejoice with those who rejoice, and we weep with those who weep. And that is what the church is all about, holding our hands together, joining with one another, laughing and rejoicing with those who rejoice, and weeping with those who weep. Jesus was not unemotional. He wept when the people cried. But Martha, Mary, the disciples, and even the crowd could not quite understand that it was the Lord of life who was standing before them. Lazarus was dead, but something miraculous was about to happen. "Take away the stone," Jesus said. Then Martha, being very rational and logical, says, It is not a good idea. The smell will be so horrible. He's really dead for this, dead. But Jesus prays and asks the Lord, and Lazarus was brought back to life. The hymn we'll be singing later, Amazing Grace, has the well-known line, I was blind, but now I see. I was blind, but now I see. But the question will be, do we really see? Do we? Jesus' disciples lived with him, walked with him, ate with him, drank with him, preached with him. They saw him do so many miracles, but they seemed not to have seen and understood the ability of their master. Martha, Mary were good friends of Jesus, but they didn't really quite understand the extent of Christ's power and abilities. And so Jesus today invites us, as he did invite the people of the past, to have faith, even when death is staring at our face. Even when we have the worst of reports, what we consider to be life-changing reports on diagnosis in our hands, to have faith in him. When illness enters our family, do we see? Do we remember how loving God is? When we are troubled about the cares and worries of the world, do we still see the loving hands of God that is always caring? When the world around us threatens us, God's purpose, God's ways are always above our own understanding. And so he invites us to a place of faith. Now faith is an assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He did it to show them his great power over death. And then he suffered and died on the cross for the forgiveness of all people. And again, through his death and resurrection, Christ shows his power over death. And so it is said, death, where is your power? Today is the last Sunday of Lent, and then we continue to journey with the Lord to the cross. We are reminded in this season that power, that death has lost its power over us, that those who believe in Christ Jesus will live with him eternally. When we go through tough situations for a while, it is possible to begin to feel hopeless and discouraged. Sometimes we think we can never get through or see the next day. Sadly, Jesus has not promised a problem-free life for us. But he has promised that he will always be with us every step of the way. We can sometimes get so caught up with the things that are going on around our lives and then not able to see God at work already in our lives. And so Paul writes that we live by faith, not by sight. God is always working out his purpose in mysterious ways, in ways that are beyond our own understanding, not in our own way. Can we today come to God in faith and believing that God is at work in our situations, that God is at work in our lives, that God has not finished with us? Often we may not see things changing, but we have to keep going in faith. We have to keep trusting. We have to keep depending upon him. We need to trust that he loves us eternally, unconditionally. We need to trust that God's thought for us is that of good. It's a plan to give us peace and not to give us evil. We need to trust that if he could give his son Jesus to die on the cross, then he's well able to give us all that pertains to life and godliness. Again, Paul writes to the Romans and says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Is it pain? Is it suffering? Is it anxiety? Whatever it is, Paul says, none of them can take us away from the love of God. For we know that in all this we are more than conquerors through him that loves us eternally. We are precious. We are loved by God. He loves us even before the foundation of the world. And no matter the situation of life you might be passing through, somebody you know might be going through, we trust in faith that God is not absent. He's right there with us. And sometimes he shows up through the love of friends, through the friends, the love of congregation, the love of community. God is ever present. Let's go today in faith and share this faith with others. Amen.